Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi there, how are you today? Hope it's going well for you. We're glad that you're with us today for New Life Live. And when I say us, I'm talking about Dr. Dave Stoop and Dr. Jill Hubbard. Hi, guys.
Hey, Steve.
Hey,
good to see you.
It's good to be with you. Always good to be with you. And here we are right in the middle of good old June 14th.
Hey,
and it's
your guys'
flag
month.
Flag day today. And Well, we just got through really looking at not only Memorial Day, but this 75th anniversary of D-Day. And, I just have never been so moved by patriotism and what people have done to sacrifice so that we could fly a flag of freedom. I think people take it for granted. They really, really don't fully appreciate what freedom is. Oh my goodness. And they just don't see the difference between kind of free and real free.
Right.
And yeah.
Boy, I think it's one of the most amazing things. You know, people in other countries say things like, "You won the lottery." What do you mean? You were born in the United States of America. It really is true. Really, really true. So we're grateful for all that have sacrificed. We are grateful for all that that flag stands for, and we celebrate it and all that it stands for.
And the national anthem is really about the flag and that time when the fort was under attack and
that's right.
Whether it was going to prevail or not.
And it did. It prevailed. That flag was still there.
Yes.
And so
we sing about it, but we don't pay attention
but
to
it
the
doesn't,
words.
You're right. It doesn't sink in.
And, Paul talked a lot about freedom, and he was always telling people, hey, you're free. Why would you want to go back into captivity or something like that? And it's just such a good point here. We have a free country. Why would we want to be anything but this? Let's do what we need to do to preserve it. And right now, let's do what we need to do to go to our phones. And how about we talk with Chris? He is calling from Chesapeake, Virginia, listens on WAVA. Hi there, how are you?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, what's going on?
I had a question for you guys. I've been a Christian for about 16 years. I go to a men's group on Thursday nights, second time me calling into this call center, to you guys. Basically, what my question is now is that I'm having a respect problem. It's not that I can't respect other people, but I feel like people are not respecting me. And it's beginning to have an effect of, like, me lashing out, me being very harsh and very aggressive with people. I know a lot of this is to do with my background and my way I was raised and stuff like that, but I think just in the past year and a half, it's gotten really bad, so basically, I'm probably going to be seeking more counsel for it, but, I mean, what do you guys recommend me do to try to handle that?
Well, can you give us an example of the last time you felt somebody didn't fully respect you or what you did?
I can tell you this real quick. Since I've been a kid, until now, I'm being 30 years old, being an adult, I was always, by my dad, I was always kind of ridiculed and demeaned and called stupid and dumb and always compared myself to, like, my cousin or other people that were better than me. So I've carried that with me my whole life, and it sucks. But I finally forgave him, but I think some of that still lingers at times. Basically, yeah. I think now, yeah.
All right, well, hold on. We're going to help you with this. I'm glad you called. We'll be back right after this.
On Friday night, we came, we got into an argument, and I sit in the car outside for 2 hours. I knew what the right thing to do was to go.
The New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Washington, D.C. June 28th to the 30th.
You know, I know this stuff, but it's so hard to do. Mm-hmm. I hear it, I read it, and I'm always getting in my own way. I'm always expecting my wife to go first.
Join Steve Arterburn.
We believe that everybody has room to grow in the intimacy level of their life.
And Mylan and Kay Yurkovich.
We help couples understand how their attachment style is sabotaging their current relationship. And then we teach them how to create comfort in a relationship.
And New Life's group leaders will help you focus on the area that will benefit your marriage most. To register to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com.
My biggest takeaway was to just get out of my way and go first.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Steve Arterburn here with Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Jill Hubbard. We're talking with Chris, and there is a respect problem. Jill, get us started here with Chris and not getting the respect, and of course also a really tough wound there from Dad.
Yeah, that's, you definitely, Chris, have this father wound, and even though you may have worked on it with your dad, it's obvious that it's leaking out, right? If you're lashing out at people, if you're that sensitive, so it's very astute of you to notice that and to be aware, because I think, you know, you are hypersensitive to people respecting you or not respecting you because of your past. And it may be that you've kind of grieved, okay, I'm not going to get that from Dad, but there's a part of you, that little boy in you, that's looking for to other men, I think, as father figures. And so you're still wanting to get that. And like I said, very sensitive to when you don't get it. I think, you know, and maybe you have already, have you talked in your men's group about the issue? And have you gotten feedback?
I haven't really, I guess, specifically brought that up. I mean, I've talked, they know my background of, of when I, you know, when I share the experience about when I forgave my dad, and trust me, the only way I could do that is by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Right.
There's no way I could have done it on my own. But I did, but, and you're right, you know, and they've talked to me a little bit about it, but I haven't really shared what's been going on with me lately with that. And let me just share this with you guys real quick. My cousin, he's in the military, and he just moved in with me and my girlfriend for about 2 months. He's leaving in August to go to school, and even since he's been in the house within the past 2 weeks, I've already noticed myself being very aggressive with him, like, hey man, put that up, or hey man, do this, or you gotta, you know, don't do that, or
so you like, tend to see everything like, is a disrespect towards you.
Yeah, maybe at certain times.
You personalize people's behavior when it may not be about you at all.
Chris, it seems like your anger, I doubt if you directed much anger at your dad when you forgave him. And you can't separate from the person or the behavior without being angry about it and protesting it. And so we're going to send you a book I did called Making Peace with Your Father. It has a workbook in it. And I would suggest you work it. And you don't deal with your real dad. You deal with the dad that's in your head. Because he's still speaking to you and telling you that you're stupid, you're not as good as such and such and that.
Right.
And do you think that there's a part of you, Chris, that believes him?
Oh, yeah.
Right? That believes that he's right.
I think the flesh part of myself believes it.
Yeah.
But then my spirit that has been born again, that is of God, and my relationship with God. God says, you know, I am who you say I am, kind of thing. You know, and that's what I need to feed my spirit more than my flesh, and I know that being a Christian.
Well,
but at times, even though I'm in the body, I know that the fleshly hurts and things that happen to me does come out.
Yes.
So
Well, it's all misdirected. It's anger that should be directed at the father in your head, and it gets directed at the other people who represent him, because they don't. Probably. You don't feel like they respect you,
Chris.
No.
Let's look at this for just a second. You know the biblical principles, right?
Yes.
You use a lot of things like flesh and the spirit and words that are spoken and known in the Christian church. These are good things, right?
Yeah.
But you're stuck. So you saying, I need to get out of my flesh, has not moved you forward, has it?
No.
So here's the point. Sometimes we have to say, what do I need to do to move out of my flesh? It isn't just saying, I need to stop dealing with or focusing on or dwelling, but what is below that? What do I need to do? And that requires work, and that's harder work than saying it out loud, what I need to do. Here's another thing. You want to change. That's why you called, right?
Yeah.
But wanting something versus willing to do the tough thing, the humble thing. I wonder if you're in a church community where if you were to get the do the hard work, even get in a recovery group or do something like get counseling, if that would be kind of seen as a weakness.
Can I ask you a question real quick?
Yes, you can.
So if I went to counseling, I mean, obviously I would try to go to a Christian counselor, but, and I've always thought this in my mind, this could be the enemy speaking to me saying, oh, don't go to the counselor because, you know, it might help me or whatever, and thinking that, trying to trick me, thinking that, oh, you know, God's not big enough to help you. You have to go to somebody else. You got to go to a person. I think about that sometimes, like, right. You know.
When you say God's not big enough to help me, you know what you're really saying? You're really saying, I'm not, what? I'm not really big enough to help me? That's what you're really saying. You're really saying, because see, God uses other people. God says, confess your sins one to another, pray for each other. So, yeah, God's big, but he says, let's go talk to some people here. Jesus could heal anything anyway. He used mud sometimes to heal. So when you're saying, what, can't God do this? You're really trying to convince yourself you ought to be able to be powerful enough. And humbling yourself down says, there may be some things that other people know that I don't know. Jill Hubbard and Dave Stoop have PhDs, and they're Christian therapists. Do you think they decided on this career because God isn't big enough? They know God is big enough to do anything.
I don't think that's true at all.
Right. Yeah. So you've been telling, you're on the right track when you say, I wonder if I've been telling myself lies here and I haven't gotten better. I go to counseling almost every week. When I'm in town, it's pretty rare I don't get there. And so I believe in what I talk about here. And for you to question whether or not you need counseling keeps you stuck.
Well,
but if you had a male counselor who was good and competent and biblically based, I think your life would be different.
And older.
Yes.
Yeah, older.
An older man.
Right.
Because it's like you're saying, Chris, that if I'm just spiritual enough. So it would be like if you were just spiritual enough, you could get yourself to heaven, right? You know, there are some things we cannot do in isolation. And so counseling creates a time and a space to reflect on your life, to process through issues in the presence of someone else. And that's where healing can take place, not just alone all by ourselves. Okay?
Healing,
because our own minds alone can't do it all.
Healing takes place.
Maybe that's what it is, and maybe it's because maybe the whole respect thing, and maybe it's because I don't feel respected. Maybe I don't respect myself, Maybe that's
Well, I think that that is true. I think that's where you're believing your dad. And see, the best thing would be to get in a relationship, a counseling relationship, with an older male therapist, and to have maybe those issues come up with him, and to be able to talk about it then and there. That's where you're going to really get some traction.
Can't that reflect your relationship with God as well, though? Can't that reflect your relationship with God if you don't feel like you are, you know, if you receive Jesus and you're born again, but then still believe the lie, like you're not truly saved or something like that, because you're so unworthy and you're so not of worth. And maybe that's one of the reasons I've dealt with that situation in my life as well. Maybe all this has a source. Maybe that's what it is, you know?
Yeah, I think it is. So, I think that's
the way,
true.
Yeah, and the way you nail down that maybe is with somebody that's helped other people take care of this, deal with this, and then you start to wonder, wow, why didn't I do this sooner? That's what we want to see happen for
right.
you. Now, hold on.
Right?
I want to see if we can find a great, great Christian counselor for you, and then I'm going to send you, well, let's see. What would be a great...
Well, we're going to send him Making Peace with Your Father.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good
one. Definitely.
All right. Jill, you had a comment?
Well, yeah, my comment was just, you know, the whole reason why God sent Jesus was for us to be in relationship with him. Right? To have direct relationship. And so that's a model for we need relationship. Yes, we need the vertical, but we need the horizontal too. And God created a lot of good things and a lot of different vehicles to help us.
Well, and the other thing
and we want to pass over most of them.
The other thing is much of this talk about not needing other people, if God is big enough, why would we need to be married? I mean,
why would we need friends? Why would we need anything? Yeah. We're just, you know, me and God against the world.
So here's why. People think we don't need anything else but God is because we're afraid to open up.
Yeah.
We're afraid to look weak. We're afraid that we might be wrong, you know, and when in reality, what we become is wise. And when you're wise, you don't care how you used to look. You're excited about how your life is going because somebody had some wisdom that you needed to hear and implement. And so, you know, if you're listening here, this is what we do here is we help people become wise about their lives. And that can be the most transformational thing ever when you're looking at what's beneath all of the things that I've been clinging on to. Why do I do it? What's my level of resistance? What would happen if I truly surrendered? That's what we want to help you with. That's what we're here for. And when they support us, that's what people are supporting.
There's a passage in 1 John that talks about love, and it's easy to take the love and change it to trust. And you say we trust God, but whom we cannot see, but we can't trust people whom we can see. That's absurd. And so the way we demonstrate our trust of God is by learning how to trust other people.
Oh, that's good.
Great. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Love that. All right. How about we talk with Lynn, Baltimore, Maryland. The station is WOF, it says. Hey, Lynn, how are you?
Doing pretty good here, thank you.
Good. What's going on?
Okay. Well, thank you for taking my call. I've been listening to you guys for a very long time. And I've also been a Christian for almost like two decades now. I was calling because the more awarenesses that I get, and I wanted to call and ask, because I do go to recovery for a very long time, and I've had a lot of physical and emotional changes in my life that has been a blessing from God. And I noticed one of the things that I still have is, I don't know how to word it, but I guess like how to be like faithful in a relationship. I seem to struggle with that for some reason.
How to be faithful in a relationship. So maybe kind of the better shape you get in, the more appealing other people are, or what?
No, I've had this for even when I was heavy too, because I've lost, well, I've actually lost 225 pounds and been maintaining the weight loss for 10 years now.
Good for you.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, but I've had the issue long before that.
Uh-huh. Okay. Okay, so, and just real quick, how did you lose the weight and keep it off? What was your secret?
Well, I didn't know it, but a friend recommended me to go to a 12-step group for food addiction, and I went there in 2007, and I got a sponsor and started working the program, and start working the program, and the big part of it is turning your life and your will over to the care of God.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So I was able to start building a relationship with God. I mean, there's other things that we do daily to get our discipline and structure, and that's where I gained a lot of my momentum right there, is discipline and structure, which has helped me a lot around my, around food issues. I mean, I don't have any food cravings or, it's been like totally removed.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. And you're saying you've never been unfaithful. Is that right? And you're trying to not let it happen, or it has happened and you don't want it to happen again.
It has way before I started my food program. It's been there for many, many years.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we're going to give you some help. I hope it'll be beneficial to you. So you hold on. You're listening to New Life.
I feel blessed to have had this opportunity for my needs to be met, connecting with other women who are fighting the same fight, hoping for healthy marriages, and growing closer to the Lord on their journey.
My name is Shelley Martinkus, and I want to personally invite you to the Restore Workshop. If you have been affected by betrayal, it might be that your husband has been looking at pornography, it might be an emotional, a physical affair. I would love for you to come join us.
I feel encouraged and hopeful that even in my struggle, I am enough.
You will leave with hope, with a community of sisters ready to support you, and you will also leave with tools to move you forward on this journey.
Through the sharing in our small group, I realize that I am not alone.
Please don't hesitate. Pick up the phone, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. I would love to see you there.
The Restore Workshop is coming to Dallas, Texas, July 19th to the 21st. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE to find out more. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
Last year, after every man's battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
You guys are doing God's work here. You're restoring marriages. You're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. Steve Arterburn here with Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Jill Hubbard. We're talking with Lynn, and she wants to get an obsession with the other out, and so that she can stay faithful. Dave, you wanted to start off here.
Well, I'm thinking, Lynn, that there's something that's gone on long ago in the past with your dad in terms of how he treated you and in terms of how he treated your mother. And you're still trying to either understand it or to defeat it in terms of its influence in your life. But I would look at that point because it predates your weight gain, mm-hmm. Your weight was a protection against it, and now you've done well. But it sounds like it's an oppression because it's something you still deal with daily, and at least quite frequently. And getting at the root of it is going to be important. And you could do that in a 12-step program.
So you think it's the attraction of the men has to do with her father. And Lynn, when you hear that, is there something there that you go, you know, here's probably why that would be with old dad? Anything?
Thank you for sharing that. I do appreciate that because I've done a lot of deep step work and overcome a lot. So I'm used to looking deeper to the root. Mm-hmm. So, yes, I 100% agree with that because I've worked a lot of step work around things with my dad. And I've overcome a lot in that area. And I was able to get a relationship with him, actually, before he passed, unfortunately, in 2010. But because of recovery, I was able to develop a relationship with him. But I know that there's times where things will come up for me. Mm-hmm. And it's not that easy in recovery because not everyone is at that place where they've done that specific kind of step work. So it's been a little bit tricky for me of finding that because, believe it or not, I've been finding more judgment. Even this past year with a lady I've known for years. And I shared with her the struggle. And we've helped one another. And out of nowhere, she just totally turned on me. And a couple other people have too. Then, yeah.
It stirred up something in her that made her run.
And are you, Lynn, did you say you're married? So that's...
Yeah.
Okay, so you're married. So, you know, women get protective of women that they think might, you know, interfere in their relationships, right?
That's her issue. She's not worried about me and her marriage. They're holding a resentment towards me for whatever's coming up for them. And since with all the set work that I've done and getting down to the root of things, there's something obviously going on with them. But it's pretty painful because I've been involved in a 12-step group in the church for years.
Yeah.
And then just to be pushed aside and all the women are involved doing things except don't let me know what's going on and exempt me from it. So that's where I've been having trouble of finding the people to work with me to overcome this because I really want to be free from this.
Right, sure. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so here is maybe the thing is you move your recovery focus over to Love and Sex Addicts Anonymous and you do some recovery with those guys. Mm-hmm. That is always a possibility. Or you get into a life recovery group for women and that focuses on these kinds of issues and you develop a new fellowship with a different kind of openness. And,
that's a good idea, Steve.
I mean, that's what I would do if I were
Or a lot of people. I have tons of people that I see that are also in 12-step groups. So in addition to a sponsor, having a therapist that you can also take issues to continue doing some of the deeper work that the steps uncover, that can be really beneficial as well. And I think what you're touching on, you know, the longer you're in recovery and the more you do the deep work, you start to realize all of your cross addictions, right? And the layers and what's underneath, you know, what's been fueling this food addiction. And not everybody, I mean, I think you said that, not everybody is at that level. That can be a difficult thing, but you keep searching to find those really seasoned recovery people.
You also may need to see a counselor who understands the 12 steps, who can help you get beyond what the step work can do for you.
Mm-hmm. Right. All right. I'm glad that you called. The resource for her that might be best, I think maybe it's... maybe it's Every Woman's Battle. I'll send that to you. I think that can be a big help. And The Secrets Women Keep. I'll send you two books. Hope that those will benefit you. And let's see if we can get you in a counseling group. And I would really go after that Love and Sex Addicts Anonymous.
Yeah.
Boy, that could open
great
doors of insight to you there. Now let's go to Benita. She's calling us all the way from, Houston, Texas, KWRD. Hey, Benita, how are you?
I'm fine, you?
Doing well.
Can you hear me?
Sure can. Yeah, how's it going?
Yeah, it's been taking me a while to make this phone call, but I'm just like the lady that was in front of me. I'm right now going through, I've been in celibate recovery for 13 years.
Nice.
I went in for food addiction. I'm doing another inventory for a situation that just can't seem to get closure on. My daughter is 43 years old. 4 years ago, I was doing a testimony about some sexual abuse that I had gone through, one of my testimonies, and she happened to bring up that one of her cousins had put her in her bed, in his bedroom, locked the door, and showed her a lot of pornography.
Wow. Okay, hold on. We're going to get to this right after on how this has impacted you. We'll be back.
Most of my life I've been dealing with an opiate addiction.
Why is opioid addiction quickly becoming one of our nation's biggest killers? Maybe it's because it isn't only those who are addicted who are in denial.
We did what I see so many parents do, is it can't be an addiction. There's something medically wrong.
It's impossible to solve a problem when you don't know what you're up against, and families will try to find any explanation except the one that will put them on the right path.
Alcoholism and drug addiction is a family disease. It doesn't affect just the individual.
If someone you love is abusing painkillers, know what you're up against. It's time to admit it's addiction and seek treatment. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have Christ-centered partner treatment centers around the country. Call 1-800-639-5433 or visit us online at newlife.com.
We just made a decision. We will do whatever it takes.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. Talking with Benita, and found out that, you know, her daughter had been exposed to pornography by a cousin, and the daughter is really angry still at her about that. Is that right, Benita? Is that the issue?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
She's cut me off completely. I mean, completely. I can't see her or her grandkids or my grandkids. I've tried to send the kids gifts. It just, she sends it back as nobody lives there with that name, or, you know, and it still hurts me, but I know my recovery. I can't do her work for her. So I'm thinking, I mean, it keeps coming back to what can I do except to stand back and pray about it and let God work his thing? What else can I, y'all have any suggestions of what else I can do?
Okay.
Or am I doing it wrong? You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
Well, it's
And has she told you it is specifically because you allowed that to happen to her all of those years ago?
No, sir. The reasoning is, she's saying that because I talked to my family. I've had problems with my family. That's why I divorced them for 6 years, so I could get healed. I've gone through a lot of Christian therapy. I've gone through EMDR. I've done it all, along with the Celebrate Recovery. So I've gotten a lot of my emotional issues fixed. But because I've gone back to the family, so to speak, she has nothing to do with me because of that, because she's always has said, if she's mad at somebody, I should be mad at somebody. It's like a teenager, you know, and I'm not there. I don't have that feeling like I used to. Does that make sense?
Sure. Yeah. Okay, so Jill, what are your thoughts here?
So you're not protecting her, in a sense, still, because you're not, you know, kind of colluding with her way of handling things. right?
Right.
Okay. So
yes, ma'am.
Is your daughter getting any help?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Well, and it's interesting that this came up 4 years ago versus, you know, 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
So I wonder why it came up 4 years ago and that now she's mad at you, now in her 40s. Which we know people a lot of times are delayed in their response to things and they're working on things. I would, you know, if you probably already have, I would apologize for any ways in which you had unknowingly or knowingly hurt her, right? For not being there when she needed you. I would offer to, you know, pay for counseling or say, would you be willing to come and meet me at a counselor so I can really understand your side and see that if she would meet you there? Also, it sounds like, Benita, you spent some time away from your family. Your daughter's kind of following suit in some ways. The difference being you got help and she isn't. And I might even share, you know, I understand the need for distance. That's when I got help. And you know, I would just offer that to her, that you would help facilitate that in any way you could.
Mm. I do think the bridge of connection, acceptance, understanding is so much better than why. I think it's so much better. Oh, if I were you, I would I get this. I understand.
Yeah.
I have the same tendencies, things like that,
mm-hmm.
versus why, which kind of has a message of this is ridiculous. It's
yeah,
stupid.
Tell me why
understand.
So I can refute it.
I'm so innocent. How in the world could you ever not want to be with me? Dave, your
there's never a satisfying answer to the why.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Right.
You can always say, but why?
And And then it's when it's why, well, obviously, you after all these years, if you don't get it, then you're not going to get it now. And so then it can create more disconnection. Let me do this. I want to send you How We Love, and I want you to read that. And I want you to see how this attachment might have gotten broken. There's some great repair things
how
in there.
How We Love or How We Love Our Kids?
Well,
what do you think would be better?
Yeah, I think How We Love here because she's an adult. So we'll send that and hope that that will help you there. And again, it's so interesting how we approach. If we say, if I've ever done anything, well, that sounds like you don't think you have.
Yeah, so it does need to be more specific. You're right.
What is better than if I've ever done is all of those things that I did, where I was more involved with me than you, more I regret all of the things that caused you to feel the way you did or things like that. That's so much better than if I have ever. All right, I'll send you this, How We Love, and that's the same material we use at our workshop. That workshop is June, the weekend of the 28th, there in Washington, D.C. If you want to learn how to get that broken connection with your husband or wife back together, get it to work the best that it can, you come join us there in D.C. Larry Sonnenberg's in the studio. Larry, what do you want to share today? What do you have?
Well, I want to give a quick little testimony, three real short ones that are encouraging, and I hope it encourages our audience to want to help us, especially with the matching gift we've got going on right now.
Okay.
And the reason I like these is, well, you'll see in a minute. This one says, I grew up with New Life. My mom introduced me to Steve Henry and John's books. We read and discussed them together. Now I'm a school counselor, and people describe me as the Boundaries Queen.
Boundaries Queen, all right.
The next one was a hospice chaplain. He's listening for 2 years. He's gained so much wisdom, and he's joined Club New Life, and he uses what he learns from us in his hospice practice.
Oh.
And
nice.
Then a Club New Life member who's mentoring young women through divorce. And that she uses the books that we have, and especially on parenting, and she couldn't do what she does without us. You know, these people are using and they're passing it on, and it's changing not just their lives, other people's lives. And that's what we want to do. You know, the ripple effect of what happens at New Life is not only around the people you know, but Steve, you've pointed out real well a week ago, it's generational.
Yes,
you know,
that's right.
Their kids and their kids' kids will be totally different because of what they did.
Yeah.
So if you know, I'm just seeking support for that kind of stuff. If this stuff is what kind of gets you motivated to want to give, this matching gift is really important because we can't spend the money that the challengers have given for the match until you send your money in. Right. So we'll put money in a bank account, and as money comes in to match it, we get to use it. It's truly a match. So if you would be so kind as to call us at 800 New Life, we've got a gift for you. It's the insulated tote. Hot or cold, it's something you can use. And it makes a difference. Call us at 800 New Life. Go online to newlife.com.
Huge difference.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Yeah, please. Thank you, those that have supported us. We need your help now. And this thing about generation after generation, the Bible says when things aren't going well, third and fourth generation inherit all that crummy stuff. But when things transform and turn around, I mean, eternity is impacted generation after generation. So the upside is pretty, pretty amazing, not just for whomever it is that listens and calls, but for folks who are their children, grandchildren, great, and on and on. So help us. 1-800-NEW-LIFE is the number to call. Please do call us.
And thank you, everybody who is giving. Thank you.
Amen. All right. How about we go to Melissa, Somerville, New Jersey. And, we're going to do a third show after this, so everybody, you just hold on there. I'll get to your call. Melissa, how you doing?
Hi. I'm doing okay. Thank you.
What's going on?
Okay, so I don't know if you heard, if you read anything about what I had said when I called in, but so I'm seeing a counselor, and I'm having some questions about whether this is a good counselor for me. A couple times she's been abrupt with me, and she said, I don't want to, for example, I'd be describing my day, which, kind of went horrendously, and she'd say, I don't want to listen to you complain, and then another time, she'd say something, and I'd challenge it, and she'd say, I don't want to argue with you, and it seems like there's just some contention almost there between us, and I have said to her, I don't think you like me. And I said, that I feel like she's somewhat annoyed, and she just didn't say anything. She didn't respond, and she just said, well, this is not a relationship like what you have with your friends, and this is not a relationship like with one of your church people. We're trying to, you said you didn't feel like you were getting better, and we're, trying to work through this stuff.
Yeah. Well, we got music. We have to go to a break. I want you to hold on.
Okay.
And we'll see what Dave and Jill said. I would be asking her, do I look like your mother? I mean, I'm just saying that. This doesn't sound happy making here. All right. So we'll give you some real help here from Dr. Dave Stoop and Dr. Jill Hubbard. Hold on. You're listening to New Life Live.
Yeah.
And as I said, if you're on hold, hold on. We've got another program after this one, but we'll finish up this program right after this break. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you need some help, call us. Don't wait.
She said, we need to talk. She's asked me for the first time if I would consider myself a sex addict. You know, I thought it was just about admitting the things that I had done wrong. I never had a clue that it was about redeeming our story. You know, I thought it was just about coming clean on what I had done. I had no idea how to help her with her pain. She was a mess, I was a mess, and we got divorced. Going to EMB, surrounding myself with these other men, they accepted me for who I was and what I had done, but they challenged me to step up and do better. You know, they'll be around other men who are not just pointing the finger, but willing to get in and wade through it with them, get in the trenches. They'll get hope from this workshop. Take my sweet wife and my story. We were divorced, remarried, and on our way to what I think will be the sweetest years of our lives. You know, it's no longer simply about surviving. For the first time ever, we're thriving, we're enjoying where we're at.
Hey, listen, if you're struggling, we want to see you at the workshop. Give us a call, 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You're a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be His.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. New Life. That's 1-800-639-5433.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. And so the big question is, sometimes the counseling relationship is rough. It's hard to understand. And so what do you guys think would be her best approach?
Can I just put one other thing in here? She's been like the fourth counselor in this organization that I've been to, because the first one had a Buddha in her office, and I didn't want to sit in the counseling office with a Buddha in there, and I had asked her to please remove it when I was in there, and she said, no, I can't do that, because then I'd have to do that for everybody. And then I had another one that had to leave for some reason, and then I had another one that had to leave for some reason, and then this one, and it's all been within like a two-year period. So it's been, and not Christian.
I wonder why you go back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Why?
Because
I know why I go back. It's because my doctor told me I had to go and get some counseling if I wanted, and I had to get I couldn't get any more medication, basically, until I went and went to the counseling center, and then they worked through my, you know, medication issues, and then the counseling went with it, and that's how I ended up in counseling.
Okay, but why do you go back to that center? Or that therapist?
Because I'm on a limited income, and my insurance basically is real limited with what I can do.
Well, the thing is, I always say that when you buy counseling, you're paying for trustworthiness, because you want to have a trusting relationship with the counselor. And if somebody said to me, and Jill and I were talking about this during the break, if somebody said that to us, you know, I don't think you like me, we would respond by, what makes you think that? We would want to explore that.
Yeah, tell me more about that.
We wouldn't just ignore it. And I don't know what kind of training these counselors have, but it doesn't sound like it's going to be very productive at all, because you can't trust this person with anything you give her, because she just doesn't respond.
Yeah. Well, it's like there's not a lot of, it's like, let's get down to business, and doesn't seem to be much compassion.
Right, and that's, you know, a style that works for some people, but it certainly isn't working for you.
Yeah, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to see if we could find somebody for you in that area that maybe you could afford, and it might not be easy, but we'll look at some things. And sometimes there's online counseling that can be done, or coaching that maybe would satisfy what your doctor's talking about there. But I'll tell you, I have had some over the years. I believe in counseling, go all the time, and I've had some that weren't great. And I've told the story when I was speaking of one that just pulled her chair up and kind of got right in my face and said nothing and waited for me to say, okay, well, and, you know, that just didn't work for me. For other people, that's what they need. So you guys might be thinking, Jill and Dave, that is what he needed. He should have said that. That would have changed his life.
It freaked him out. It was too close.
Yeah.
So, intrusive.
Anyway.
At that time.
Oh, dear. All right, so yeah, we want you to have a good counselor. We want it to be good. And so we're going to try to help her. Now, if you're on the line, hold on. I'm going to go to one more call in this show, and then we'll start another one right after this. But don't have a lot of time. But Christy, Boise, Idaho, KBXL is the station. How are you?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. How can we help?
Okay. So my mother just passed away last week. She's had serious mental health issues probably since childhood, which has caused all the siblings really not to have a relationship with her for the last 3 decades. I chose counseling to help me with processing all my family issues.
Mm-hmm.
So I came to peace with my mother a long time ago, whereas my brother and sister, they still have, they're very bitter towards her.
Okay.
So, because my mother is lives outside the state that I live in, my siblings and I have been working towards how we're going to basically have her buried. And my sister has bailed out, and my brother is wanting to put her into a potter's field. I didn't know what that was, so I looked it up, and it's for the indigent poor and the unidentified.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought to myself, how could you even consider that? And I mean, it's like, that's how much disregard they have for her.
Mm-hmm.
And I told them, look, I'll pay for it, but I just can't wrap around my thinking of how would you even consider putting her in a place like that? And those places are gated. They're
now, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Did you ask him what truly was the reason for that?
No.
I think that's where you start.
Yeah.
What is that? Where did that come from? And not in a judgmental way to start, but you say,
mm-hmm. Curious.
I think I must be unaware of some things that have gone on between you and Mom. Tell me about it. I want to know about mm-hmm. those things. So the issue is what went on between them, not the
burial. Because it's a last chance to get back at her.
Oh, yes, it is. I agree 100%. Mm-hmm. This is the other thing, and this is related. My siblings and I, we don't have the greatest relationship because I don't fall in line with their thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And so for my brother even just to talk to me is difficult, mm-hmm. or my sister.
Yeah.
And
okay.
So for me to ask that question, I think that's a valid question. I don't think he would answer, to tell you the
okay.
honest truth.
But he actually might be amazed that you're interested in wanting to know
right.
What happened and what went on there and how he felt about it. Yeah.
And you could tell him, you know, I promise this isn't about judging you in any way.
Mm-hmm.
I will just right. listen.
Yeah, there you go.
And you have to, like, sit on your hands and keep your mouth shut, and you just listen. You don't need to defend yeah. or correct him. You just hear it.
Yeah, and don't listen and then give him a lecture on how
yeah.
horrible the Potter's
yeah.
Field is, you know. Just
right.
listen. Say, man, thank you. I understand so much better. It'll go against everything that most of us would be inclined to do. So
right.
I
you might have to, yeah, then hang up and say, you know, we'll talk again, and then
yeah.
process it.
That's
away
right.
from him.
Call your best friend and say, help me.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to send you a copy of Take Your Life Back. I hope that that will be a blessing to you. It's coming your way. And anybody else, hey, by the way, you know, Father's Day is coming up, and Life Recovery Bible is a great gift. Every Man's Bible is a great gift. Any of the books here, great gifts. When you join Club New Life, we send you 8 of the best books that we've ever published here with our co-host, you know, the Boundaries book, The Secrets Women Keep Forgiving, What You'll Never Forget. All those kinds of books are there in that Best of the 8. If you think of it, if you remember a book, it's probably in there if it's that memorable. We're going to say goodbye to you. If you're on the line there, hold on. I'll get to your call in a third program. We're going to do a program right after this. We'll get to your call. But if you need some help, it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And if you can help us, it's the same number, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Gift of any amount, you get the insulated tote bag. You can tell people a lot of things, but you don't have to tell the tote bag whether to keep it hot or cold. It's great for going to camping or going to the store. It's insulated.
No, There's What's no that? Switch on it that no says hot or cold.
It's just that smart.
It's smart.
Anyway, we'd love to say thank you with that. And so, also, we've got a T-shirt. It costs you $100, and it says on the back, I saved a person's life. All I got was this T-shirt. It's highly undervalued, but overpriced because we use it to help people. You can get that at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, too. We love you. We care about you. And we hope and pray that God has something for you and you find it today.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again on Monday for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.